Good evening, everyone. It's great to see some smiles. And so we've had a full day of practice. We began our practice meetings. It was wonderful to meet with some of you. I'm looking forward to meeting with others. Lots of rain, starting off the day, chill in the air, feeling cozy on the cushion. It was really touched by a lot of what was shared in the practice meetings. It's always such a gift to hear about someone's practice. So much sincerity. It's really a beautiful thing to be a part of. And so for me, there's a sense of gratitude. And I think we can all kind of recognize that there's some goodness in our efforts to be here. Some innate wisdom recognizes the value of taking this time for practice. It's not always easy to make something like this happen in a busy life. And so, reflecting upon your own goodness, your own good intentions, your wholesome aspirations to take care of this mind, this heart, this body. Caretaking. Being careful, mindful. Being mindful. And investigating. And feeling into that goodness. Something really wonderful about being here, a way of touching into nature. It's a good reminder to see this nature in a way that's maybe not as available to some of us as it is to others. But what we see unfolding in these days of practice, the rain, the bird song, there's a nature of the mind. And just like the conditions need to be there for a rainy day, there's the conditions in the mind. And sometimes we experience the result of conditions that can bring about a calm mind or a busy mind. And even this we can appreciate in the same way that we can appreciate the variations and the sometimes uncertainty of the weather. Find our appreciation. I think of the various weather patterns of this body. A scratchiness in the throat. That's there sometimes for myself. Some aches here. Some ease and gentleness there. And it's a learning. And part of the learning is really coming to recognize that it's all changing. Sometimes I think I can really count on my throat being scratchy and itchy when I try to talk. And then it's not there. Sometimes I feel as though I can count on there being some discomfort when I sit, and I find that I can sit and the discomfort that I thought would be there is not there. And so it opens up these possibilities. And in time we can really begin to let go of our ideas of how it's going to be, how it should be, and really begin to meet each moment brand new, with a beginner's mind, meeting each moment mindfully. And we get to take a closer look and investigate. And everything becomes an opportunity for insight, deeper appreciation, a deeper understanding. And certain mysteries that we might feel as though they're sometimes out of reach suddenly are revealed. Without ever really looking. Just being present and open to the possibilities. And so there's this caretaking, being mindful. And I think this evening is a perfect time for all of us to do some caretaking. And so as you're sitting, make sure you're comfortable. As comfortable as you can be. And we'll practice together now, but as you make your way to your rooms, you mindfully open your doors and you mindfully step in your room and the door closes behind you and the mindfulness continues. Think of that as continued caretaking. And we'll rest now for some time as we practice together, resting in our silence. And feeling into the body and the sitting posture and sense of stillness. And so as I sound the bell three times, reflect upon your goodness, that innate wisdom that recognizes the value in taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Thank you all so much for your practice. Wishing each of you a very good night. May you be well rested.